I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Sans Pants Radio. Today's episode is sponsored by Open Universities Australia. If you're looking to upskill in your current industry or looking for a career change, Open Universities Australia is offering postgrad single units from some of Australia's leading universities.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Samet loves his soda water.
Oh, come on.
He loves his tonic water too. He gets tonic water out. Yeah, if Samet's at like, if we're out like getting a drink and he doesn't want booze, he's like, oh, I'll just have a tonic water.
That's good. But soda water just tastes like ass.
Yeah, I don't
like it. Disgusting.
It's like water that you've made a bit
gross. At least
put
a little bit of cordial.
Or a lemon, something.
Yeah, something that pretends it's better than it is.
Yeah. Hey, everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad.
Yeah, Mum.
And today we were thinking of pitching businesses. So I guess our idea is that, as some of you have seen, the world's ending in 2 days,
yeah,
according to numerologists.
23rd of September.
Because...
Oh, Christian numerologist.
Yeah.
And some fella, he hung around the pyramids a long time ago.
So yeah. On Saturday.
Saturday, that's it, we're done.
Right.
Down for the count, just
well,
like in 2012.
Better be a good show then, I suppose. We better do our best.
Probably should be doing something other than just listening to It's Just Good Business. That is the two things you can do. Like, the world's ending, you're like, I better do the right thing. Or the world's ending, and you're like, well, whatever then.
What's on your bucket list?
No one's going to listen to this one. They're all going to be...
I'd be so disappointed because I do have a bucket list. There's not many things on it, but the stuff I'd love to do. But if I found out it was ending in 2 days, I just can't feasibly do it.
I want to know who you'd tell off.
You got 2 days left.
Days.
Who are you giving it to?
You kind of go and say.
I just wouldn't bother.
Like, wouldn't
I don't think I'd be like, well, what's it going to achieve?
I'd eat a lot, wouldn't you?
I wouldn't care about any sentimental shit.
Yeah, I'd just be like, let's get loose.
I honestly think I would just take a lot of drugs.
Yeah, oh,
and the bad ones too. The bad drugs.
Right, I know, but wouldn't you kind of like, The reason they say it's going to end is they, you know, there's like an Armageddon-y kind of thing.
Mm.
And in the last 2 weeks, there's been the eclipse, there's been
hurricanes,
yeah. Like many earthquakes. Like in the last 24 hours, there have been 3 earthquakes
yeah.
all around the world.
Been onto this, is he?
Oh, it's probably.
Probably.
It'll be one of those Nostradamus like predictions where he's like, I 7 wheels and a flame. And someone's like, 7 wheels, 7 continents, a flame.
Yeah.
Earthquake. I guess, guys.
But and the other thing is Planet X, you know, Planet
Nibiru
X where the Anunnaki
yeah.
are. Yeah, right.
Who's that?
Oh, it's like this planet full of the lizard people that's in like a wrong orbit and they swing by occasionally and attack
20,000 years their like orbit
a,
is. Apparently.
Imagine that somebody thinks planets like work like pirate ships. Yeah. yeah. And the planets come close and the aliens are like, jump! Because yeah. that's exactly how space works. They just moor themselves to Earth for a bit, leap across like Pirates of the Caribbean, fight us for a bit, then their planet goes and I don't know what we do yeah. with the ones that stay.
Well, that's happening. They're swinging by.
They're swinging by.
And it's going to cool. stuff us all up.
They're out for a bit of pillaging.
I don't want to be on the drugs. Like, you know, terrifying, I'm going to die. But also I want to see.
Well, but what if, like, you know...
But you will see it.
Yeah, but I'll be ripped
you'll
off
You'll see a different version
yeah.
of it.
Yeah, you won't.
But what about if it's kind of like, you know, people say, oh, if you trip or whatever, you take some hallucinogens, you kind of enter, like, a cosmic, like, other spiritual area. What if you just very casually slide into the afterlife
well, that
through
would be
that?
Quite nice,
make the transition
it?
A lot smoother. Yeah.
What if it didn't happen? Like well, 2 days later, I'm addicted to meth now.
Yeah, that's right. On the methadone program.
Damn.
No job, no prospects. Sorry.
But you know, it's your last experience on Earth. Like yeah. for me, I would be like, far out, look at that.
Yeah, I know.
That's
I don't
amazing.
Think, I, yeah, you want to be there for that.
I would like to be there for
I'd just be scared. I'd just be like, this is it. I'm fucked.
Yeah.
Joel Dusha always says, he says that if a comet's coming for Earth, what he's going to do is going to try and punch it back because
right.
there's 3 situations that can happen.
So he's going to lie on his back with his feet in the air to kick it.
Yeah. Well, he's
back.
Like, either I get really damaged, right. either or I die, or I punch it back. And either way, that's
what if it's on, it hits like somewhere else?
Well, he's
and he sees it over there.
He's just
so will he be the like the hero of the world because he punched the comet back?
Yeah, I think that's
he'll
his...
be the guy.
What's the other option?
He either dies or gets terribly injured.
Well. So he's going to wait with his...
I don't think the third one's going to be an option.
I think
tried, but he's just a scratch.
He just got a couple bruises. Anyway, what we were thinking is what is a business that you could make within the last... Two weeks. You got a week. The news people come on and they say, guess what? The world's ending in 10 days. In a week, 7 days.
Yes.
You got to get ready for it. It's happening.
Yeah.
Bummer. How do you make money? What do you do?
Sell drugs.
Well, that's could be one. Yeah,
but like you've got a week to acquire
yeah,
drugs.
Yeah, it takes a while
sell.
To make that type of empire.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, someone's gonna beat you to the punch. Darling.
Somebody already has the meth. You can't be like, I guess I'm gonna end this week breaking bad.
You got 2 days. Get onto it.
I buy think your you RV sell now. Like a little button.
Mm.
And you say, if you push this button, it puts a force field around
that's
you.
That's exactly
lies.
What I was thinking.
Lies.
Yeah,
lies.
You lies. You would sell lies.
And you're like,
but what's the point?
Yeah,
oh, look how rich I am. Boom.
Yeah.
But maybe,
let's say you're not going to die.
Or
makes it easier.
You need to make the money because NASA or whatever is like, we got one ship.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. It costs
you
this much.
Yeah.
And we're like,
yeah.
we got to make, you know, shall we say?
Billions to get on.
1 billion.
1 billion in a week.
Yeah. Right.
But I think if you're selling people the lie, if you're like, hey, guess this is maybe what I'd do. I'd be like, hey, guess what? I'm Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm back because the world ending. I just grow my hair.
Wigs.
I get a wig.
You haven't got time to.
Jackson, what are you doing? I'm just growing my hair out. I'll do it in a day. And then I go, hey, I'm Jesus. Guess what? I came back. And the only way you'll be saved from God's wrath is if you give me $1 million.
Now, you know what you say?
Hmm?
You say, the reason that the world's ending is because it's so caught up in all this money. May as well just put it all in this account and then it's
just
gone.
Get all your money out in cash, throw it in this sack. Then I'm going to take it away in my truck and burn it. And then really, I just take the, like, you got one one turn going away to the dump, one going to NASA. I turn and they're all like, ah! Do you like the idea of just dumping the cash at NASA and then being like, what? What? What can we do with this?
Well, I think I've got a bit of an unconventional business.
Yeah.
Oh, surprise.
That's a twist.
How do you want to look when you go, when the, at the end of the, do you want to look good when the world ends?
Yeah.
You do.
I think I'm probably going to look terrified.
I thought, how do I want to look? I want to look my best. So I'm offering makeovers, quick makeovers to improve your look because
with
how
the
do
current
you want to,
skill you have?
Hey? I have no skills. Well, look at me. I have no skills of making anyone look any good.
Well, you know what? Like, it is the second coming.
Yeah. That's right.
So there are a lot of people who are going
you
over.
Don't want to look a shambles.
A lot of people who believe that they're going over.
That's
they want
right.
to look good.
They want to look good. You want to look so. I thought, like, haircuts?
Yeah.
Quick haircut.
All you got to do, like, look, there's no laws anymore. Just hold up a suit store. Give me all your suits. Take the money. I don't care about the money. And then you just, you know, tailor people. Like, the idea of getting fitted for a suit for the end of the world is kind of great.
Yeah.
And you want to look your best.
And, like, when the world's ending like that, there'll be a place where we're all gathering.
It's
right?
like the ultimate Sunday, isn't it?
It's the last Sunday.
Except it's Saturday.
Well, yeah.
Except it's Saturday. But
you want to look nice for God, I think, is the idea.
Yeah.
You want to get up there and God's like, well, you're looking sharp. You can go in first. Because I'd feel bad if I reached heaven and I was just there and like,
it was just a shambles.
I know, St. Peter's would be there and be like, you didn't even make an effort.
Yeah, you made no effort.
I'm going to let, he's a door bitch.
I didn't know.
You got no girls with you, mate.
Fuck, imagine. How ripped off would you be waiting in line and then somebody like gets VIP'd in and you're like, what?
Well, they made an effort.
What the fuck? No shoes, like your boots, jumping on your boots, steel toes. Nope. Can I go in barefoot? That's dangerous. Come on. What's happening? Why? Do you think people would go over that? Do you think people would want to look their best in that situation?
I think so. Yeah. I think you'd be surprised. People would.
But even if they weren't religious, people want to, you know, put on a really nice suit on, lie down in bed and let it happen.
And it's your last chance to do that.
Yeah.
Like, people like doing that anyway. Mm.
So here's
like looking in the mirror and go, ooh. Hello, sailor.
And to have that, like, you know.
That's your last chance.
You're never getting another opportunity to
give
look
yourself
that
a
good.
Hello, sailor.
Throw yourself a hello, sailor in the mirror. I was thinking another thing you could do is, like, do you think you could get, like, the rapture's coming?
Yeah.
You've got to get raptured. You got to be high up already. Come to the top of the skyscraper with me, but $5 entrance.
What do you,
like
to
that.
Get high?
Yeah, to get high up so that you're first in.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. The higher you get to heaven.
I'm just wondering if there's something you could do with tricking people into thinking the rapture was coming and if you could make money that way. You know?
Yes, like, I'm sure you could.
But the rapture just happens, right? Oh, what about this? You're like, hey, the rapture's coming. I'll get rid of all your sins. Right now you're heavy with them.
Mm, right.
Give me $100 and I'll wipe them away.
An absolver.
And why do I think you can do that, though?
Maybe I'll dress up like a priest.
You've got to dress up as a sort of high priest or something.
I think Dad could do it.
I could do it.
Dad could easily be like,
I've got several going.
You could do that without the world.
Well, I could go around and absolve a few people. Yeah.
Oh, I should have brought it.
Hmm?
What is it?
A little, really, really small old lady gave me a Jehovah's Witnesses thing on the way to school this morning.
Oh, excellent. How small?
Oh, like bloody tiny.
A small old lady.
She was standing by the edge of the road, staring at traffic. I walked past, she turned around, walked up, said, how are you? And then.
Oh, that's her spiel. It was a leprechaun.
Okay. I'm assuming it must have been something about being a Jehovah's
Did you read it?
No, not really. But she handed it to me, or like she said that little thing that I didn't understand. And then she's like, do you want it? I'm like, all right.
Yes.
I'll take it.
Yes.
Well, I remember when we were in Scotland, some Jehovah's Witness came. It was like minus 7 degrees. And that a lady and her daughter knocked on the door. And I saw they had the book. And it was freezing. I said, come in. Why you give me the spiel? And she didn't know what to do. I don't think anyone had ever said
never been inside before. This is what a house looks like.
So they came in and sat down. I made them a cup of tea and they told me all about their book and they left it with me. And then you were all at school, so I had a read.
So you're now Jehovah Witness?
Were you like,
I was like, it's the same as all the other ones. Same
book, basically.
I always think it's rough that they don't let Jehovah's Witnesses have sleeves. You notice that?
Aren't they allowed to have sleeves?
Well, they always have sleeveless shirts.
Don't they? They have short sleeves.
Sleeveless shirts.
No, short.
Bitchin' Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah. They always got the short sleeve shirts. And
I think you're talking about the Mormons.
Oh, maybe I am.
No, Mormons are always in really nice suits.
Yeah, Mormons have suits. Do you feel like Jehovah's Witnesses don't get sleeves?
They have like really cheap suits.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yeah. Which kind of brings back to look nice.
Yeah, they look really nice. I think
they do look nice. They dress up.
The Mormons dress up.
They're kind of lovely, the Mormons. I know a few Mormons.
Yeah, but it is a strange...
Hey.
I got time for Mormons.
Vanessa did an exchange to Utah.
Oh, I remember them at her wedding.
Yeah.
Nice. A whole bunch of Mormons.
They were nice.
Yeah.
That's an endorsement from It's Just Good Business. For Mormonism, but for Mormons.
That's it. Mormons in general are nice people.
Yeah.
Their religion's
just
a bit
their
wacky.
Niceness, not their religion.
We don't look. We're not making a claim there, but Mormons themselves
are nice people. Yeah,
but so probably a religion is the thing to do.
Yes,
when you've got a week to go, start a religion.
But what about my dress up?
It was great.
It's good.
Look good's a good idea.
Yeah, that's a really
and
good.
Plus, but I could absolve people, so I've got two. Yeah. I'm just pointing that out.
While I'm putting your lipstick on, I'll be absolving you of your sins.
Hi, an extra $50. And I'll get rid of them sins for
make
you.
Make you look good on the way out of the looking good shop.
A little confessional.
Yeah, a little confessional.
How could you start a religion in a week, though? Like, what do you do? Do you soapbox?
You do the,
old,
you know, chuck a milk crate down, stand up and start screaming.
Yeah.
That's the only thing you can do.
Especially if you're just not saying words. You're just like, So that'd be like... You guys saying words, I bet there's like a dime a dozen of them. You're just screaming. I'm like, what's this guy I think that you would just have to... When the world ends like that, when we know the time, people will gather.
Yes.
So surely you just go to where the people are gathering and you say, hey, guess what? I'm Jesus. And then, some people will be
interested. You can't just say, guess what? I'm Jesus. You've got to have a bit more convincing...
You been naughty? Look what's happening.
You need a miracle.
It was coming.
You need a quick miracle.
A quick miracle.
To show the people that you're Jesus.
What are you going to do?
How do you organise a quick miracle? I didn't get up that
far. Maybe you go... But
I'm sure that's what you need, without a doubt.
This is Ryder. He's dead. Yeah. I'm Jesus. Oh, I brought him back to life. But secretly you're alive the whole time.
You know, do some trick like turn a dog into a chicken or something.
How are you going to do that? You're not Professor McGonagall.
Most famous miracles. He turned water into wine and dog into a chicken. Watch my brothers as I turn water into wine. Wow. And this dog. Oh, okay.
So you're just going to have a blanket over the dog. Pray to the heavens, get people to close their
Don't look.
Swap out the dog.
Ta-da.
Look at their eyes and you hear all this scuffling and ruffling. And
holy shit, that guy's been a dog into a chicken. I want to hear what he's got to say.
You've got to have a miracle. Otherwise people are just going to the other Jesus.
Well, I'm thinking if there's a way...
There's about 100 guys. I'm Jesus.
That's the street of Jesuses. You've got to go down and pick the one that's real.
Because they all want to get the $1 billion to get on the ship out.
You got to think, what do people think, you know, what would people expect Jesus to do in a situation like that?
Chill.
Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. He can't be yelling. He's got to be like, my friend.
I think so. That's right. He got to be very zen.
You got to convince the people that they are chosen. So you got to walk down the street of Jesus, be watching a Jesus, and then turn to someone and be like, my son, that's not Jesus. You've been chosen. And then you... Do it one at a time, grassroots style, until you've all got them in your barn paying you money.
But walk down the street in Turek.
Yeah,
You've got such limited time.
I know.
You need a whole lot of followers. $1 billion.
Yeah, that's hard to
count. Do you want to hear mine? It's good.
Yeah.
It's a program.
Okay.
It's going to explain what's going to happen.
Oh.
Like an event. You know how you have like the little programs? Like, these guys are on at 3.
So you're on a street corner being like, here's the brochure.
Of the comet.
Of the end of the world.
Because like I'd be confused.
Keynote speaker.
This will say like, this will happen at 2 o'clock. The Earth's atmosphere will start to shrivel, and you know
that's a bit scary.
That's such a great idea.
Yeah, but people need to know when it's going to happen.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. They're, you know, like you have a crowd of people waiting, and every one of them will be holding your brochure. Mm.
But how do you know what's going to happen? How are you going to knock this up?
NASA when they offered me that NASA. Seat.
It is weird that NASA offered us.
So you rang NASA,
Ryder from
Melbourne, I assume they offered it to NASA. What's the NASA? Hello, Ryder. This is NASA. What would you like to know?
I was just wondering what the times are.
Just wondering if you can give me a play by play of what's kind of going to go down.
So, and so, what's that planet called again? Okay.
Hold on, let me get a pencil.
That's four. And
then one. Print them up on little fold out.
Yeah.
Tell them for $200,000. Why not? People are going to buy it.
It's true.
Well, they're just going to get all the money out of their bank because the world's ending.
It doesn't matter. And you also got to be like, your money doesn't matter. That's got to be such a big part of any of these spiels. Yeah, it's like, whatever. $1,000. And they're like, okay.
I need like a lot of paper and a printer. That's all I need.
Yeah.
So my revenue is going to be through the roof.
That's a good idea.
He has a good idea. Yeah. That's
just
a good
say
idea.
The world's ending. A brochure. Right? I mean, it is. And some guy on the street goes, $1,000 for a program.
Mm.
You'll be thinking, why do you want money?
Yeah.
So when we ask
you that's the same with all of them.
Yeah, I know. Apart from the Jesus one. Yeah. How do we, so maybe we need to trade something else.
But if you're like $1,000 for a brochure and I'm like, why do you need money? And you're like, I'm trying to print up brochures for everyone.
Mm. Oh. Yeah, yeah.
And I need the money to print more brochures. Well, people will be like, well, that's fair enough.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, you're like, how much for a brochure? And you're like $1,000. And they're like, why do you need the money? And you're like, why do you care?
Mm. Yeah.
And then I might be like, well, fair enough. And I need that brochure. So I'll drop the $1,000.
Yeah.
You
cling to anything.
That's a good idea.
You cling to anything that you think is going to help you in the situation.
Yes, that's right.
But I think the thing people will be most desperate for.
Yeah.
What about this? I may have just cinched the whole deal. Yeah. You sell a fake seat on the NASA rocket. How much is a seat? $1 billion. And if you all gather that money together, you can all go.
So then I get to NASA and it just doesn't scan.
Yeah. Then I walk in and scan past them.
Yeah, yeah.
That's right, ladies and gentlemen. But you're good. All I need is one millionaire.
Yeah.
That's it. One billionaire.
But yeah, like, that is a good deal.
Find one billionaire, get the necessary credentials or fake credentials.
Mm, yeah.
Hi, I'm from NASA. Would you know?
Is it a comet going to hit us?
I assume that's what I assume.
Yeah, okay. I don't know why.
So yeah. I've got one.
Okay.
Hard hats. Because people are going to clutch at straws. Anything.
That's a gas masks, yeah.
Hard hats and gas masks is like 2 days before the world ends. Even just the morning off.
The morning.
I wouldn't buy a hard hat, but I would definitely buy a gas mask.
Why?
Yeah,
because what if this weird chance that I survive, the world's going to be fucked.
Yeah.
But I need to breathe.
Because like a comet, you're like...
That's true because there'll be like... dust in the air. And,
There's always a chance that, like, maybe.
But I think people will buy the hard hats.
Oh, yeah. I think people will be desperate enough to buy anything. They'll be like, hard hat? Sure. Great.
Anything to save my, you know.
And you'd never once be like, how do I think this will help?
Five kilometer long meteor comes and.
Is it a comet or a meteor? I don't know. No, I think it's a comet because I think a meteor is when it's in space and
comets have a tail.
Oh, maybe I don't know that.
Meteors. There's something like you think a meteorite is.
No, I think meteors are the ones that fall.
And comets are the ones that stay.
And meteorites as well.
Yeah. Isn't the meteorite the stone?
I think the meteorite is the big one. I don't know. I remember reading about it in science and going, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, I don't know if you're onto something.
Meteorite sounds little.
All right, guys. Zaman has informed me that if I do another ad read where I claim I came up with Open Universities Australia or call him a pants pooper or a dumb, he will happily fire me. So, allow me to take this opportunity to talk about Open Universities Australia, who are offering single-unit postgraduate subjects for time-poor professionals who are looking to start studying again, or maybe even upskill in their current career, but who also don't have the liberty to commit to a lengthy master's degree. So instead of attending a university, which is miles and miles away, use Open Universities Australia to link you to Australia's leading universities like UniSA, RMIT, Curtin Uni, Griffith and Swinburne. It's a flexible solution to fit in with your flexible lifestyle. You know,
You know, come to think of it, though, this sounds awfully similar to something I once pitched on this very show. I should tell Zamet they're stealing from me. Anyway, back to the show.
What would you sell, hon? What did you sell?
I would take over all the, like, Captain Snooze bed shops. And set up, like, a really beautiful sound system, and you could...
So a place to die.
Yeah, place to die.
That's
yeah.
Place to die. Is that how you're advertising it?
Yeah.
Die here.
And so, like, you have, like, earphones on.
Yeah.
You just have your eyes shut. You're supposed to be peaceful, but you won't be. You go, the world's
like, yeah, just relaxing. Here we go.
So you don't hear it. You don't know. You can't hear it. Yes. You probably will feel it. Mm.
And if the like, world doesn't end, you just had a great little kick.
Nice snap.
Feel good.
Yeah.
Sweet. I think that's good because I think that's what people... I don't want to be standing when the world ends, you know? I want to be on my back. I want to be lying down.
You could be with Dusha crouched down with your legs ready to kick it away.
Knock that back. Give everybody baseball bats. If we all hit at the right time.
Another good market would be marketing for what if it didn't happen or what if it happened but it wasn't as bad. So imagine
your survival.
Security. Imagine offering people security in the weird, messed up, lawless new world.
Yeah. So being like, what, like, here, I will protect you? Is that what you mean?
Yeah.
Or like being if like, the world doesn't end, hire me on and I'll protect you from everyone.
Yeah.
From the
you got to pay out in front now.
Well, you know, you're with your boys or something. Yeah, not just you.
But little do they know, you've nicked off in the NASA
space. So in this lawless new world, they're like, where's
my guy?
Where's the Ryder and his mates? Because they promised me they'd protect me from the mutants. But
they don't seem to be around.
In that vein, you could also be like, hey, here's something that's going to stop the mutants from getting you, but like it's chewing gum or something. Yeah. You know what
Or like
I mean?
A random flu shot that's like this will be the this particular comet has poisonous gas that can fuck you up.
So I feel like basically if you have a lab coat and you've shaved, like you can just convince people of anything.
That's right. Yeah.
Because like people are just like, well, I'm willing to believe. I think movies have maybe even led us to believe that there will be scientists there at the end telling us what's going
on. How they survived.
Yeah. But like in any movie, they're like, the zombies have attacked and there's always a scientist to be like, this is why it happened. But in reality, I don't think, you know, we'll all be clutching for writer's brochures.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, the scientists will all be in the bunkers.
Exactly. The scientists will be like, let's get out of here. I was thinking another thing you could do is just be like, hey, it's a general anesthetic. Just knock you out before the world ends.
Yes.
Mm. You don't have to deal with it. You're gone. Kind of like mum's sleep idea taken to the nth degree, you know?
Yeah.
What about this? It's an initial upfront cost.
Okay. But
anyway, I get as many jumbo jets as I can find.
Yeah. Right?
Sticky tape them together.
Well, that's not a bad idea. No, I wasn't thinking of that. But I offer seats on the jumbo.
Yeah.
Right? So you could get up and be in the air when the comet hits, right? And as the comet hits the Earth, right, then we just try and find the best place to land after.
That's not a bad idea.
But the
you won't be able to see.
Well, maybe. Well, I don't know what it'll be like because I'll be off with NASA.
As you're flying away, you'll be like, hey, so if you're in like just hypothetically a plane in around the end, would you be all right? NASA would be like, no. Ah. Well, it was always 50-50. I was thinking if there's something you could do with, because the comet will hit one side of the planet.
Mm.
So there's a way you could be like, get to the other side.
That's right. Well, that's right. So you could be getting... getting people planes or flying to the other side.
Get a plane ticket too, and you know you get paid by whoever, because you're not going to pilot the jumbo jet, so you need somebody to pilot that for you. But and then we'll go around to the other side and we'll just wait it out there.
Well, it's equivalent of climbing the tree when the tiger comes. It's sort of like that principle.
The tiger's still there.
Yeah.
What does happen if a comet hit like Australia? What's on the opposite side of Australia?
Like
the ocean?
Iceland?
Yeah, like what happens there?
Well, when the comet hit that supposedly wiped out all the dinosaurs, there was so much kind of dust in the atmosphere that the whole Earth was black for a long period of time. But there are bunkers. Like, if you had a bunker.
I think that's an area we haven't explored. Underground. The bunker. Underground.
Underground. Get in my big drill.
Yeah.
We're going underground.
How deep a hole could you dig in a week?
Wow.
Depends how many shovels you have. Yeah.
So you could hire, you could rent out shovels.
Rent. Your weight as a...
I want those shovels back at the end.
Well,
those are my shovels still.
Yeah, I don't know. You might need them in the aftermath. But anyway, that's a thing. So everyone could just start digging.
I like that you're not using industrial digging equipment. You're like, everyone doing this by the sweat of our brow. Everybody, we got a week.
We dig a big enough hole.
Well, there's like, there's that, the deepest mine in the world is somewhere in Russia, I think. And that's like several kilometers deep.
Yeah. Mm. Well, South
but
Africa,
I wonder if it would collapse. Anyway. Like the earth would shake.
True. Probably.
Yeah, it'd all be like.
Well, possibly.
Yeah.
But you could
it'd
sell.
It'd be worth a try.
You could sell this underground lifestyle.
Yeah. Live you underground.
Know? It's better.
Don't you hate the sunburn?
Look at moles. They love it.
Yeah. No melanomas under the
earth. No, that's right. You're never going to get that.
Skin cancer free zone. Yeah, I mean, underground is good. And because the thing, again, if we're in the NASA spaceship, it doesn't have to, whatever. You know?
Whatever. They believe it and they're going to pay for it.
Then that's all right. We're off. Yeah. There we go. I mean, I don't know what our chances are like because where are we going? But like.
Yeah, that's true.
Haha, gotcha.
I'm going to assume that it's like a jumbo space.
This is going to be our life till we
and
find
we could
out.
Live
like
there.
Like the 100.
Yeah.
TV show. Now we're like flying around the universe. So just testing planets to see if we could live there.
Yes. Or waiting till Earth settles down if it hasn't completely
and then
been
back,
destroyed.
Clock on back.
Yeah.
Probably clever to be in orbit, really.
What's going to happen when we finally get
the
back there?
Orbit will get fucked around when the thing
when the planet
hits.
Gets hit. That's true.
Find something else to orbit.
Yeah.
The survivors are going to be angry with us when we get back there. And
yeah.
Hit us over the head with our own shovel.
I like arriving back and all the people that went underground are all like underground mutants. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, no skin cancer, but look at my mold.
My mole nose.
God damn it.
A star nose.
Ah. Well, that happened quick.
But time does that if you're flying, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Speed of light, whatever.
Dilation in space. Yeah. I came back and they were all mole people. Yeah, the aftermath of them for...
Angry mole people.
It's not good. Yeah. Writers is all right because, like, hey, your brochure, you went to the effort of actually getting factual information.
Yeah, that's true.
The rest of it just rip-off scams.
But even if it wasn't factual, when you came back, you could say, look, you know, nature's unpredictable.
How could we have ever known that you'd become mole people in the aftermath? How could we have ever known that?
Yeah.
The thing you need to tell people is just comfort. Basically.
I think so. So the Captain Snooze idea is good.
But not even just physical, just like emotional comfort this is going to be fine. You know what I mean?
You know. Well, you either got to sell them a chance of survival.
Yeah.
But if you do what I'm saying, if you dig hard enough with this shovel,
you will be okay.
So, or wear the hard hat or whatever.
You've got to give people, because that's what the thing you'll be most desperate for and you'll get more desperate for. So even if on the first day, you're like, hey, if everybody buys this button that you press, you get a force field. People are going to be like, that's stupid. But by like the second last, everyone's going, I'd buy one.
Yeah.
Why not? Why not hedge your bets at that moment?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
It has to look really solid and metallic and
I feel
special.
Like no matter how desperate I was, if it was just like a plastic.
But people would try it out.
That's true. Press
like,
the button,
shoot
me. Ah. This is a scam. Damn. But hey, you went out early, so that's not too bad.
My businesses are a bit conflicting, though.
What do you mean?
Well, if I sell them a shovel and they're working really hard, how are they going to look good?
That's true.
Well, I feel like at odds. They're sort of like competition for each.
They've got to be two different businesses. First, you're like, buy the suit, or if you want to be
a bomb person. Look,
mole people in suits. If that's the look you're going for, which one do we think we'd take of the ones we've picked?
I'd buy head torches and gas masks and stuff. Uh-huh. Whoever that was.
Yeah, that was Dad.
I would definitely buy a brochure.
I'd absolutely buy a brochure. Yeah, and I'd buy a button as well.
Yeah.
What's the button?
A button to be like, I got a force field. I'm sorry.
I probably wouldn't buy that.
I wouldn't buy. I'm not. Are you dumb?
I just
desperate.
I'd be desperate.
Just in case.
Just in case. What if it works? What if the comet hits?
Well,
I
just
you're such
ask
an idiot
someone
for
else.
Pressing the button, and I press it.
I'd ask someone for a go. I'd be like, you know,
can we press it together?
No, I mean, ask someone else who's already bought one for a go of theirs.
I'd be like, yeah. When I was selling them, or when Mum was selling them, you'd assume you'd be like, doesn't only works on common. doesn't work in any other situation. Just if with comet's coming, that's the only time you can use it.
Do you know what'll probably happen? Like, maybe they've known for years that this comet is coming, and that's why they invented phones.
Yeah.
And earphones?
Earbuds.
Because everyone's got them in anyway, listening to music and looking down.
Yeah, so they're not no seeing one's gonna the comet.
See. The comet's like, going to hit us and.
We'll, yeah.
Yeah.
We'll like a giant, one of those like things you see shared on Facebook about how bad phones are. That's like a giant political cartoon happening before your very eyes.
So maybe I'll have a business where I text everyone in the whole world, look up.
Huh?
You gotta pay 2 cents for the text. I promise to tell you just
when it's happening. You just 2 cents a text and then
yeah,
you
we're
look
just
up.
Calculating things at the moment. But
and you can send it
know.
When you're on the rocket. Dad, look out the window. Just give me a sec.
Make a text.
Just gotta make a quick text before we go. Look up. I've always wondered if you can text in space. Because you're up there with the satellite.
You know that spaceman, the one that sings, he apparently got a really high roaming bill.
I think that's a myth.
What, that he got the bill? Why?
I don't know. I think I Googled
it's
it.
It's a weird myth for someone to make up.
No, but it's funny because you're texting from space, so people would go, oh, imagine what his
but
bill's like.
I think he can get
I always assumed his internet
and
be
coverage
really
and stuff.
Fast up there in space.
But I don't, why?
Because he's close to the satellite where the internet comes from. That's what my head
I used to think, you know when like you would run out of coverage? I used to think I had to wait till the satellite came back home. Yeah,
it's on the other side of the world.
Yeah. I still don't know where it comes from.
the data.
Yeah.
Not neither, really. I don't know what's
because
going on.
Because I always
I
thought
know
it was,
where it all is.
I thought it was towers, but then I realised that only some parts of the day I can get it in certain spots.
Surely it's satellites.
Yeah.
Dad, explain. But
how do you know? You don't even have a phone.
Well, I know where, like kind of how the internet works. So it can work off a tower, but the tower can signal a satellite.
But.
So am I right?
Like no, I think closer, is a satellite coverage. Going with the Earth, though?
Yeah.
So no, if the Earth's
no,
moving
no, no,
like
the
this.
Satellite's going around the Earth because you see them at
but
night.
But then what if it goes too
but
far?
It's multiple. It's not just one satellite. Like it's a grid that's maintained by the satellite.
So everyone can use any satellite.
Yeah, that's right.
But
so
then
you're
locked out of certain ones
no,
by certain providers?
Well, certain countries can use certain satellites. Mm. Not all countries. You can't just use anyone. But you've got coverage
this.
Over.
How come in big open areas you get no coverage?
Because for a mobile phone you need to be near a tower that will then signal
a satellite.
So all the good shit's in the satellite and that. Goes so, to the tower.
Yeah, mobile
the tower
phone
goes to you.
You can actually use something called a satellite phone that kind of takes the place of a mobile tower and will go directly to the satellite. So they'll be able to use anywhere basically on
that's
Earth.
That's why they can kind of, that's why you have them in survival situations.
Yeah, that's right. So your mobile phone has to go to a tower first, then to a satellite, then across the world to, you know, little Charlie and, you know, wherever he is, some
what's
other
the
country.
Point of having the satellite if it's going to the
because
tower?
Because that'll allow you to go from country to country, but you need to go through a tower probably so they can, I don't know, track your call or what's that's just the way that works. And that works on a different frequency to normal phones. So everything works on a different frequency.
That's a good bit of education.
You can cut that out if you want.
No, I think that's worth teaching those people out there who don't know how phones work.
Yeah.
I think the people out there will go, oh, my God, I can't believe they didn't know how their phone works.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, people.
It's just magic. It's magic.
People are already going to be like, it's no surprise that Jackson didn't know.
It could
know
be something you could sell on the last day of Earth.
Magic.
Do you want to know how your phone works?
Look, we're here anyway. This is the information I've got.
$1,000.
$1 billion and I'll tell you how your phone works. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business. Bye.
Good luck on Saturday.
Yeah, we'll see you around. Rest in peace, humanity.
Thanks for listening. If you want to help support the show, why not become a member at sanspantsplus.com and get early access to our shows, a bunch of exclusive content, and much, much more. That's sanspantsplus.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello? Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.